This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host JR Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010 The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to the Ozarks, Missouri State Bears. My man, Coach Ryan, we've been on the Boss Man Show. Coach, we're good to see you again. I hope you're staying cool like I am here in Atlanta, man.
Yeah, good to see you too, Boss Man. Appreciate you having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to get together with you, toss some ball.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, Coach Beard. I want to talk about the growth in your program from year one to year two as you first year this leading this program, kind of what you evaluated, what you assessed, and how you've gotten better over the spring and now heading into the summer, heading into the 2024 season now coming up here real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Boss Man, one thing everybody says, it's kind of like being a father. Everybody says they're ready. I can do this. You know, I've got the game plan going. You don't know what it's like until you actually do it. I feel like we are, you know, night and day in a different position in regards to where we are as a entire program. You know, obviously, we had some coaching turnover, which was great. Get some new voices, get some new juice going. Really nice job of recruiting throughout. You know, we used to talk about when me and you were playing, it was the signing days were actually signifying when you were done. Mm-hmm. It's year round. There is no you're done. So we've done a nice job from really December until just about 2 or 3 weeks ago, finalizing our roster, making sure we're set to go. And really one thing I'm most proud of is culturally, you know, a bunch of people talk about buzzwords and this and that. Sure, we have our words, we have our sayings, but the buy-in here has been like we haven't seen before. The players have each other's back. We're a more mature football team. And on my part, there's more clear standards and expectations. And I think that's important as a head coach to make sure everyone within the organization understands what your job is, how you're supposed to go about that job, and the task you're supposed to achieve. I think that's important. I think that's one thing, you know, as a first-year head coach, half the time you're trying to keep your head above the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just trying to figure it all out as you go. But once you get a chance, like you said, to sit back and reassess, I think we learned a lot as a program and personally myself as a first-year head coach.
And Coach Beard, I think sometimes people get caught up in results too much. I'm about the process. Is the process right? Are we doing it the right way? Do we have the right mindset, the right mentality to go out here and compete? Because things are going to happen on the football field. But if you got the process right, eventually the W's will come on Saturday. That's how I look at things. But some people don't see it that way. All they look at is the final result. I'm more holistically looking at the whole process that I can determine we're on the right track.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. A lot of times, you know, the win-loss record doesn't signify where you're at as a program. We talk about trying to find that percent each day. It doesn't matter if it's 1% or 10% because each day is different. You know, unrealistic goals create unrealistic expectations. Just find a percent as something to get better at each and every day, and the end will take care of itself. We always talk about it here in our program. The destination is a distraction. What are you doing each and every day to be where your feet are, to put yourself in a position to be great and win the day?
No doubt, Coach. And I feel like this, too. You do a good job of it. And I also had a good job for me. It's the discipline. Like this morning, it's 10 a.m. Atlanta. I've done at least 8 tasks before 10 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So if you are a player, hey, I get up. Josh, give me a walk in. Get the right, eat the right things, you know. Do my task work, you know, have a mindset of getting a knocking task out, being productive with your hours. You know, something my dad said, who was a coach, make every motion count. And so now even me, 40 years old, it's in my head, every motion counts. So I get up, shred the papers, call the sponsorship, had an interview before I talked to you. So like doing things to make myself better, to make sure the process is going the right way, and then keep this train moving forward every day. I think that's so for players, man. It's to get that mindset on and off the field and use it to better themselves.
No question. And what I really liked was you keep bringing up the term process because it's important. We had just gotten done talking about it on the football field. Process relates to everything. What are you doing each and every day to put yourself in a position to be successful? Because just like you said, you know, the great pros that you and I both know, they have a schedule each and every day that they go about. They get to the facility 3 hours before practice. They stretch, they roll out, they get their nutrition settled, and then they have a go have a great practice. Then they hit the ice tank, then they hit the cryo, whatever it is that gets them back for the next day, and you get up and do it all over again. You know, make the mundane spectacular. Find some way to make sure that those tasks that you think, they might not make a big difference, that it, the details are what matter.
No doubt, man. And even in radio, man, I attack radio the way I attack football. Same exact way, man. I don't change it, man. Like I said, before I talk to you, I've done 8 tasks already today. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I got more to do today. But I enjoy that, you know, because I want to be the best radio guy I can be and be prepared to talk to guys like yourself. Not just coming out here, open up the Zoom and just like throwing crap at the air. Excuse my leg. I want to be prepared, man. Like, like that's just ingrained in me, man. And I think that football teaches us that this thing and it stayed with me my whole adult life, as you can see here. So things learning in football really can apply, like you said, to real life.
Yeah, the Tom Brady thing was brilliant, I thought, when he had his Hall of Fame speech and he talked about why you play football, because it's hard. It's hard in the summer, just like you just talked about. It's the middle of summer. You could be going to the pool. You could be doing a lot of different things, but you're getting up. You're completing your tasks. You're doing what you're supposed to do because you enjoy being successful. You have chosen the type of hard you want. You want the hard life that goes, it's going to be hard to get up and be disciplined. It's going to be hard to provide for my family. It's going to be hard to have one of the best radio shows going. But I'm going to do what it takes because that's the hard I'm choosing. Because on the other side of that, it's hard to be poor. It's hard to be undisciplined. It's hard to be a crappy father. I mean, you get what I'm saying? You got to choose your rock with it.
And Coach, what I love about what I do, Coach, everything I do is on me.
Yeah.
Everything I do is taking care of my family. Like, if I don't get up to work today, that costs, they don't cost nobody but me and my family. You know what I'm saying?
That's so right.
I love using the word control. I love to control my own destiny with this radio show and what I do, because I don't want to put that in anybody else's hands.
That's so awesome.
I love the fact that, hey, God's giving me this blessing where every day I control my own destiny, and with the blessing he gave me, being able to talk on the radio and know football the way I do.
No question.
Yes, man. Hey, Coach, let me ask you this, man. For you, how'd you love the spring just to kind of get these guys to kind of see what they've improved at from the season in the springtime, setting a foundation for summer workouts here and now fall camp coming up in a few weeks?
Yeah, I think we had a really good spring. I think we were able to create some depth in some positions and really just mature on the defensive side of the ball. Last year, you know, we knew we were going to be a young group. We started all freshmen, sophomores, two juniors. We were able to keep all those guys intact, which was great. Didn't lose anybody from the defense. Then on the offensive side of the ball, our quarterback had a surgery, so Jacob Clark was not involved in the spring, which I honestly thought was good, because we have a really good, talented young quarterback group, and they were able to work well with some of our veteran O-line guys, our veteran skill players, and just to see the team grow as a whole in regards to what does it take to actually, just like you said earlier, be successful on a day-to-day basis. What does that look like? What does our mental approach have to be to practice? What does our approach have to be to meeting rooms and actual film study? You know, we have a unique game. You can't just show up and turn it on and think that you're going to know, hey, you know, you got zone coming because the way the guard is tilted, or, you know, all those different unique nuances of our game. You have to study. You have to put in the time. You have to grind those hours out of doing what it takes to be the very best at what you do. And I think we did a nice job of that this spring. And again, a lot of it was a mentality thing, but physically we got better, technically, got bigger, stronger, faster. And we made a change in the strength staff. And I think that was a huge, huge move for our guys. Mo Jackson's doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, sometimes it's just a fresh voice. You know, I know you've been around the game long enough to where sometimes it's not, you know, I loved the guy that was in the room before as a person. It was just time, you know. And I think that just seeing that everyone in the program has standards and expectations, and no one's above those standards and expectations, including myself as the head coach. I'm one of those guys. Coach Petrino told me a long time, said, take the arrow in the forehead, that'll take you a long way. And when I mess up, I stand in front of the group and I go, hey, guys, only man I know that's perfect walked on water. That sure as hell isn't me. Okay. So we're all going to have trials and tribulations together. But no, I think we have a good foundation set for the summer. The guys are grinding. They've been here for a few weeks now. It's an exciting time to be a part of Missouri State Bear football, man, with everything shaking out. It's a great time.
No doubt, man. And you know what, Coach Beard, like you said, man, like, nobody's perfect, man. Like, I made mistakes too. I tell my dad to my interns, I screw up too. Hey, look, to get to where I am, I screwed up a lot. Okay. But thankfully, I had to be out on the air between 2 and 6 in the morning, so I could screw up and not get really burned for it. But I did make some mistakes doing that late night, early morning show I did back in the day. So I can relate to that. Man, I made some mistakes. Thank God that he allowed me to grow from those mistakes, because I tried some things, Coach, I would never try today.
Hey, we all need grace from time to time, man. We all need some grace.
Man, what you said, man. And but you, Coach Beard, this summer with the workouts, are we doing some individual position group stuff? Or are we doing more so this strength conditioning to get guys bigger, stronger, and faster and conditioned for the year ahead? Sure.
Yeah, we're on a 4-day work split with our lifting, and then 2 days a week we'll have OTA style workouts where you have basically it's pretty much player led for the most part, and you get to go through Indy, you go through some team periods, you go through some group work, blitz pickup, and really it's scripted out almost like a practice, because with the summer access rules now, which NCAA, I really appreciate if you're listening, which I know you are, really appreciate those rules, that rule change, which is great to get our players kind of interacting together and doing more actual football work, which I think is important, because to me, you can never have enough football IQ. I think, you know, you there's players that are, you know, maybe like myself, that you are a little limited in some capacities in your 40 in testing and whatnot, but your football IQ put yourself or your teammates that you know are ballers in position to make plays.
And Coach Beard, I must tell you, man, is even in my big age here, I still watch film, man, to get better, man. You know, because I want to be on this radio show talking to guys like yourself. Even though I played and I know the game, I want to be top of my game again. I want to be on top of the nutrients, what concepts we're running, what we're doing in certain formations. So I'm still looking at that, looking at how defenses attack certain offensive schemes. So, man, you just don't leave you, man. We love the game, but don't leave you.
That's why I like talking to you so much, because I like being around life learners. And the people that I like being around most know that they don't know it all. You can always learn something new. Someone is doing something great and creative out there that you can maybe take a piece of. You know, when you think you know it all, you need to grow your room. You need to be in a different spot because you're dead wrong. Again, that's my personal opinion. I'm sure some people think they know it all, but that's not me.
No, we don't know it all. You know, like I said, you know, I love learning. I thirst for that stuff, man, because like you said, I always tell people all the time, I don't have all the answers, man. So please, educate me about something. I'm all ears, because we have to learn it and pay it forward, man. And I can help somebody, like somebody who's younger than me, like this morning, not trying to throw anybody on the bus, but I had an intern call me about finance this morning. I had to talk to him about credit cards and financial literacy. It was it wasn't on my agenda this morning, Coach, but he called me and I had to educate him about credit and how to use it, and maybe you should use your credit card as your debit card, but can you pay it off so you can build up your credit? So those are the kind of things you have to – somebody taught me that. So I had to pay it forward. That young man this morning who called me with a concern about his finances this morning.
That's awesome. I'm telling – see, the parallels between football and real life always amaze me, because, you know, you having that mindset you probably got from the game of football in regards to, hey, I was a rookie that didn't know anything, and I had an older cat try to teach me, you know, how to play better in quarters or how to run this route the right way. And now you're in the business world taking those same exact principles of life and making people's careers and lives better. That's the good stuff of life, man. Taking what you've learned in the past and building a better future.
No doubt, Coach. And I'm going to ask you, man, with the announcement that you all going to Conference USA, which I'm happy about. Like I said, as I can see you, Kennesaw, MTSU, Western. So it's a lot of opportunity to see you, Coach. So I'm happy about that. But how's it helped you in recruiting now? Knowing that you're going to FBS now and guys know that Missouri State's moving up. So how's it helped you in the portal and talking to high school players and their parents now, knowing that next July this time you will be in the Conference USA?
Yeah, it's been a tremendous push. And we were fortunate. We played in the best FCS conference there is, the Missouri Valley. I think you would say won like 18 of the last 20 national championships. I mean, it's not an opinion. It's pretty much fact. And I think we were already on some really good players. But me and you both know, when you're playing Pop Warner and you're coming up through the ranks, you want to play FBS ball. Mm-hmm. You want to go to bowl games. You want to get bowl rings. You want to have a chance to play for the national championship on CBS on prime time. You know, and that's the change. You know, you go from talking to local beat writers about the program, about things going on in Springfield, and now you're talking to the national writers, the national guys that want to know the 10,000 foot view of things, which I think is great. And it's just helped tremendously here, because, you know, we're actually going through an administrative change right now. We've got a new president coming in, finding a new AD, and all those things I think will increase our big overall vision in regards to where we see Missouri State athletics going.
No doubt. I got told Rick, man, I'm fired up. I get to see y'all at least once a year, because you gotta play one of them schools.
That's right.
I'm thankful for that piece, man. I say yes. Like I said, I tell Rick, I say, let us Springfield's a hard thing. I gotta make it work just right to make that work. But man, it's like, yes, it's good. It's good for us, man. It's good for you. And Coach, let me ask you this, man. I call the portal now speed dating. So how do you go about it, just trying to assess a young man's true character and true heart? We only have so much time in the portal to assess the young man before you have to make a decision on whether to bring him into what you're building here. Because I feel like that's the only part. I got kids having a choice to a degree, but I want to be able to vet you more before I make a decision on whether I'm taking you or not.
Yeah, it has. I mean, everything happens so quickly now. You know, you used to be able to recruit a guy for 6-8 months. I mean, sometimes a year or longer. And now you're trying to find all that information in about 3 weeks, if you're lucky. Sometimes even quicker. I mean, every single thing is warp speed now. But you still, you can't, just like we talked about in the beginning, you can't, you know, turn your back to your process. I believe in how we recruit here. I believe in how we identify talent, how we identify character, and we still lean on those staples within our program. We want players with great integrity and character. We want players that love football, because I think one thing that the portal has done is, you know, you got to find out if guys love football or they like the brand of jersey you're wearing. Because, you know, sometimes a guy's sitting there hanging out and he's looking around at his facility and he's going, you know, I'm not big on Adidas. I think I'm going to try Nike. Or, you know, I don't really like this type of helmet. I'm going to go get a Speed Flex at, you know, another school. It's not about the football sometimes. You have to make sure these guys love the game, and you still have to vet the prospects even harder sometimes. It's just sped up and faster.
No doubt, man. You know, actually, you got to love football. You got to love the game of football, man. That's like – But see, coach, some of my dads tell me all the time, he said, son, some people like to be called a football player, but don't love being a football player.
That's right.
So he always says to his players, which one are you?
He's exactly right. it's, you know, love is one of our core values. And to me, love is an action word. You're a family man. You're a businessman. If you love what you do, you love your family, you're going to show up consistently for them. You're going to do the things it takes to make sure they know, hey, dad might not say it, or, you know, the boss might not say it very much. He does it by his actions. He shows how much he cares, and he shows how much he loves us and what he's doing by his actions.
No doubt, coach. It's funny to say that. I said that to my team in a meeting. I said, look here, you know, I don't always give you the clap every day. I'm thankful because I have a lot going on.
So, that's right.
As long as you're doing your part, this thing keeps rolling. You know, I book the guests, I do interviews, but all the thing else is on you all, you know? The behind the scenes, hey, the social media, the going out prospecting, I'll come close the deal, but you going out, don't getting people to buy into what we're doing here, it's very important. Now, I get the spotlight for being on the show and interviewing people, but what you do behind the scenes, nobody sees, is very important.
That's right, 100%.
You know, so yeah, coach. Yeah, funny you say that, coach. Because on Sunday, I'm taking my staff to the Atlanta Dream Game.
There you go.
Some WNBA balls. So I'm taking them to the Dream Game, and I told them you can get whatever you want for the concession stand. It might hurt me, but you can get whatever you want.
Hey, there you go. I know they'll appreciate that. They'll enjoy that.
Yeah, man. So some WNBA ball, man. So it's gonna be fun, coach. And for you, coach, man. How have you been enjoying yourself away from the field, man? I know you're very busy, you're dedicated like I am to your craft, man. But how you been enjoying yourself away from the field, kind of taking care of yourself so you don't burn yourself out, man? As you and I both work hard as me and you work, man.
Yeah, we still cut the staff loose for a week or two in the summer and make sure they get away and be able to kind of unplug and plug into the right things, because I'm a big proponent of you can't pour from an empty cup, man. If me and you are empty and soulless and joyless, how can we pour into others? So my babies are growing. My oldest son just turned 6. My twins are great. My middle daughter, Lainey, is just a spitfire. And my wife, Katie, you know, when you're home, you really give a little salute, tip of the cap to the wives of coaches and men that grind, because, hey, listen, I don't know how they do it. So my wife, Katie, is just an absolute saint, and my babies are such a joy to be around. I don't have a bunch of hobbies, man. I really don't. I like playing with my kids. I like taking them out to the creeks and rivers and watching them run and play and just really enjoying ourselves and hanging out as a family.
I hear that, man. You said a word there. It's very key that we have women in our lives who support our dream and our career paths. Because if you don't, it can be very tricky. And you know, I'm glad that my lady understands what I'm doing, and she's with it. She does a great job with the family, man. So yeah. I'm thankful like you are, Coach, and I'm glad you and I, we're on the same page, man. We're the same energy, man. Like we said last year, man. We have lots of hilarious, Coach. We on the same stuff, man.
There's no doubt. And I'm a firm believer in the good Lord brings good people together. And I think that applies from our relationship, just talking me and you back and forth over the years, just – you know, again, like you said, like-minded people that believe in the same things and have the same fundamentals to their lives. I think it's just they're naturally drawn to each other, man. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you.
Same here, Coach B. Well, Coach, I'm going to be cheering for you like crazy, man. And this is a rival of mine, Coach. You got to beat UT Martin for me. I love Coach Simpson, but being a Tennessee State guy, I don't like UT Martin like that. So you got to just get that number for me, Coach. Of all the way, do whatever you ever for me, Coach. UT
Martin. We'll do our very best. Coach Simpson's a great guy, good football coach. We've gone back and forth the last 5 years with those dudes. They do a hell of a job down there, and it'll be another great game. Come check us out.
No doubt, hey, Coach. It's funny. He come on the show, man. We always go back and forth. We always get on each other. It's fun, man. Because at UT Martin, a lot of my friends with UT Martin, they go to Tennessee State. So, because how it works is they offer you at UT Martin, you got to take it or you don't.
Sure.
I said I can't go to Martin. I can't do that. But we mean have a good relationship, man. It's fun. I always get go back and forth with him as well, man. So and I'm happy you got Consul with Martin, a guy I've known for a long time as well, the basketball coach now. So hey, man, you all on the rise, man. I'm happy for Missouri State and the Bears. I feel like I'm part of the Bear family, man. I love you guys, man. You do a good job on the show, man. I love talking to all you guys because y'all are very cool with me, man.
Appreciate you. We love you too, man. Hey, come see us out in Springfield. No better time to be a Missouri State Bear, man.
I hear that, my brother. I'll talk to you soon, Coach Beard.
All right. Take care. Have a great day.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.